Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's called Walk, Don't Run. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, the legendary home-based expert guru on being home-based, being a party of one. He's made a living and a good one for and raised a family with the help of his wife as a home-based person. And as I said, he's made it look good all these years, and he's joined us every other week to talk to us about what's life like out where the rubber meets the road. Jeffrey Zabar, folks, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Check out his three books, Home-Based Know-How. That's one of them. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Have you done any Zoom conferences?
Interestingly, we've done several Zoom conferences, and we did one last night, too, where my family is Jewish, and, you know, we couldn't get together. So we, you know, in person. So Robbie, my wife, and I had a Seder with our kids. Mm-hmm. One, our daughter and her husband, and our son and his girlfriend are each in respective homes up in New York. And then our other daughter was with her boyfriend up in Orlando. And then my sister-in-law, Robbie's sister, is nearby but in her own house here. And then her son is away. So we had a six-person Zoom Seder. And
but
so
it, to answer but your question, but if you had business, have you done business Zooms? And the reason I'm asking the question, I've done these, and we need to figure out how to use Zoom. Of course, there are the security issues everybody knows about. But I made a Zoom presentation. The group asked me to make a presentation, as if I were going to, you know, like a little keynote on Zoom to this group. And they invited me, and I went. And the whole time I was making my presentation, all the members' faces were scrolling across the screen. And I was able to look up their noses and seeing what was in the, they were in their cars. And I'm thinking, some of these people, you know, I hope some guy didn't show up in his underwear sitting in his recliner. You know, I mean, people need to realize when you're home based like this and you're using, there's got to be, we need to, if we're in a professional setting and we're using Zoom, we need to set the thing up, learn how to operate it, and dress like you're in a professional setting. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the issue with any new technology, especially something we might have gotten into begrudgingly, or, you know, you went from having a meeting somewhere in a conference or an event in person to doing it, you know, virtually. And so, I mean, there's been a lot of writing about this. You know, the joke in the newsroom is the anchors show up in jeans and a jacket, you know, because you never see them from the waist down.
Right.
And so, you know, and I've written about that at Chief Home Officer, that, look, if you think you might have an impromptu Zoom come up, you know, you're working from home, but keep a nice shirt somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to need a jacket, but keep the equivalent of that jacket hanging nearby.
But also, if you're the host of the thing, you see, I wasn't the host. I was just an invitee. So,
right.
And I knew people who were in the audience. And they later told me, yeah, we can see all those noses. And I mean, some, you know, people would, they don't know how to stand in front of the camera that they're of what they're watching, what they're participating in. So people need to realize, and the host of the thing needs to figure out how to not have all these people coming and going. But that's one of the problems with Zoom. I hope people, maybe people will get better at this, but Jeffrey, think about this. One of the things you and I've talked about 100 times over the last 20-something years, is how technology has made all of this not only possible, but pretty darn effective and pretty darn elegant. Imagine if this had happened the year you and I started our businesses back in 89. Imagine what would have happened. Talk about shutting down things. Talk about isolating us. We're fortunate if there are a couple of fortunate things about this. One of them is that we've got the technology to deal with this. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, it's out there, and you know, I've been writing about, and we've been discussing the right technology to make it happen. You know, and it's a matter of, you know, it goes beyond having the broadband. It goes beyond in the home. It goes beyond having a laptop. It's having the tools that they bring to make this happen, and that's part of what I think we're going to learn in the short order. You know, coming to understand how Zoom works. That, you know, that's sort of like a speed bump. Mm-hmm. You know, it's slowing us. I don't want to say slowing us down, but it's sort of the it can be playful little, you know, interlude or just problem along the way or just learning experience along the way. But I think that, you know, we need to see how this tech is truly, you know, working for us. And then once it's over, once the pandemic and the lockdowns are over, how we can move forward and use this to our advantage. Because there's no reason we have events, for example, and it doesn't matter that we're having it, you know, that we're working from home. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no reason that people from all over have to gather when they can do it by Zoom.
There's going to be some
Zoom, but there's GoToMeeting, there's Zoom.
There's going to be some gathering Google paradigm Hangout. Changes are going to shift, aren't they? Some convention meeting paradigms are going to shift. Quickly, Jeffrey.
Is we still need to be face to face, so we still will need to gather. Because we're humans, we want to be in each other's company, and there's no business building like being in someone's presence. So I think that's still going to have to stay, but we're still going to have to figure out how technology works to our benefit.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, RoadTripMojo.com.
RoadTripMojo, that's been a little bit shelved lately, but RoadTripMojo, about working from or going out to music festivals and hitting the road in your RV.
Hey, Jeffrey, stay safe, buddy. Come back soon. Thanks for being here.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.